Graduate School of Education and the Business School at Harvard.
You're on the air.
Hey, Bob, it's Bob.
Bob Dobbs.
Yeah, I heard you and Gerd talking earlier. There's a McLuhan scholar from New Zealand, and he was in the archives this summer. He's a pretty interesting young guy, and he just happened to send me today notes that McLuhan did for a magazine article in 1966, and here's what he happened to say about Leary. And this is after McLuhan inspired Leary with how to come up with the slogan. And after Leary met McLuhan, he talked about this in flashbacks. He came up in the shower, came up with tune in, turn on, and drop out. But here's McLuhan talking about Leary.
So it actually was tune in, turn on, and drop the soap.
Yes.
It was the title of the album that we produced with Terry.
Okay, so here's what... he was edited, like everybody back then. Leary was edited, so it became Dropout, right? Here's what McLuhan says. It's interesting, in light of the remarks that Gerd was saying a little later. He says, the new LSD subculture have a fairly shrewd understanding of a need for and use of an enemy and the role of martyrs in a religious movement. Tim Leary is learning the tactics of the new symbolic infighting. The roles of a leader in a rebel movement, and guru priest residing over the ritual initiation of novices into adulthood fit him well. The roles of a leader in a rebel movement and guru priest residing over the ritual initiation of novices into adulthood fit him well. In every growing dynamic society, there has to be a drama line to absorb the energy of the young and their elders. It has to be something to stretch the young to live and experience the heroic. The older drama seems to be exhausted, and LSD seems to fill the vacuum. Amazing quote, I think. Any comments?
Comments. Fill the vacuum. I don't know about there having ever been a vacuum. Actually, it seems to me that it had to do with replacing quack quack with quack quack. The frequency modulation which the drugs have is not much different than the frequency modulation which you find, in chemical or electric or psychological phenomenon. Unfortunately, with chemicals, it gets down to dosage, which is a little different than... it also gets down to dosage in electric shock or the electric chair, by the way.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, but, the martyr idea... Poor Timothy wasn't poor because he was a martyr. He was he wanted to be liberated, but to be liberated and to be an alcoholic and a drug user is a very difficult position to be in. And I'm not trying to be pejorative, but I was trying to be really sympathetic, which I felt at the time and I still feel. The fact that he became such an icon and such a target was tragic, not only for him, but for the society.
Right. I think the... point you were making earlier about how that Pacifica's founder and Michael Callahan there thought that putting some footage out or some message The naivety there was, and now it's obvious, is that there was too much experience of different media and the need to have new content for any message to stick. And it's come to the point where, as I think Michael or you were saying, Gerd, that anything you do today, the authorities, whatever they are, the media managers, the White House, can ignore it because people have become adapted to information overload. It's not a problem anymore.
I agree.
Yeah.
And so that people accept the media massage, the media change.
I think, you know, the more we live beyond Marshall McLuhan's lifespan, the more we know how right he was. And Michael remembered a quote the other day. Do you still have that in your mind, Michael?
About how we would be deprived of all our individual selfhood.
Individual identity?
Individual selfhood?
Yeah, selfhood. He said this at a performance we did in University of Rochester in October of 64.
We have it on tape.
We have it on tape. He was talking about what's a valid course of action. What's a valid course of action to deal with this information? And he said that, you know, basically, unless we come up with a strategy, we're going to lose all our individual selfhood. And I've seen that, I think, coming about. I was in a bank the other day, and at Bank of America has taken over Fleet Bank in Boston. And this teller that I went to, instead of the usual, hi, how are you, or whatever, it was, welcome to Bank of America.
This was a teller that you had known.
Yeah, for 15, 20 years. You know, there was nothing human that it seemed she could bring to the transaction. It was, welcome to Bank of America. And at the end, I knew she was going to say, have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know, which she did. And it,
bye-bye.
I think that is an example of being deprived of one's self, individual.
Yeah, and McLuhan said that we would put on media environments as our identity. So there's a person putting on the financial environment as an identity, as a role,
yeah,
in relation to the digital no zone of O's and ones that doesn't have anything going other than some kind of ecstasy of communication.
Well, it's, you know, what Michael and I think of as the replacement of analog with digital, which has its parlous nature. However, the appearance of fascism, which is kind of a result of the structuring of communication, like the web that Michael experienced. I'm sure that every teller has been instructed that that's the phrase to use. That is typical of a kind of a, what we see as, you know, training, what we see as the formalization of media structures, and the speed just enhances the ability to take those structures to that kind of controlling point, because it enables the taking over. In other words, there's no time, there's no space for anything else except the formula.
Right.
And the formula is a form which is solid and concrete. What we were trying to do early on was to use the technology to open up and to be asynchronous and to be free and to express we are all oneness, and where are we? We've been co-opted by the development since that time, and it doesn't matter whether it's politically, because politically we were not aware for 30 years that we were being co-opted, or technologically, and there are illusions. Like Wired magazine is an illusion because it purports to be the communication vehicle for an open society. But the society is not open.
That's right, to be sure. Let me just add to that, Gerd. What you have, you know, McLuhan said in the 60s that what we were doing in the 60s, the society in general in the West, was 100 times worse than what Hitler was doing. And so when you understand that the word fascism is so inadequate for what we're doing, because what we're doing is putting on older environments, the New York environment, the newspaper environment.
Speaking of 100 times worse, this is WBAI in New York City.
Right. And the automobile or the oil industry, all these older industrial environments and early analog media environments are security roles for people, their jobs. And they have nothing to do in our reactions to the digital no place that comes out of the White House. And the White House is the center for the digital environment vortex for the whole world, not for the United States, for everywhere. And so people will put on a role like the Bank of America. That's an identity. That's putting on an older media environment. And so to critique Bush as a fascist gets nowhere, because the people are fascistic in the sense they put on their own technological jobs and roles with a religious intensity that's very bland. It's not seen as intense, and it's complemented by becoming a religious fundamentalist, which is a natural product to assert the manuscript and book values that the country was built on. So you have that interplay between these older media, and the criticism of Bush doesn't work if you use the old political terms like fascism. And what you had just said, Gerd, was saying what I'm saying in a little more detail.
I would go along with that, and you certainly have what might be called our party line coherently intact, and here we're sitting in this studio, which is probably, what, 30 years behind technologically? And yet, we're getting through. I mean, this is old media.
To ourselves.
This is really old media. And, you know, the whole concept of Pacifica, I mean, think of the word, Pacifica. It wasn't Pacifica because it was the Pacific Ocean or because it was on the Pacific coast, but because it had to do with peace. Lew Hill was a pacifist. I mean, an active pacifist. He happened to be the Quakers inspector of the camps of the pacifists rather than being one of the inmates, but that was his position before he started KPFA. And that's why he named Pacifica Pacifica.
But the image of peace is a pastoral, as a pastoral environment, the agricultural image or the tribal image from the past, is not an appropriate image for having peace today. Peace today requires media yoga, which is a way of understanding the dynamic of the communication. Like, I would never take anybody serious if they took it, if they spoke English to me, and were very serious about it. I try to talk technically when I use English, you know, in a public forum. I'll just use a certain small vocabulary, and I use McLuhan's vocabulary, but I add to it. But if you have on WBAI, in the conflict in the structure of the of Pacifica, people arguing over these different positions within English. Or if they have some other languages on, it's still just verbal language. And that is so inadequate to establish the Pacific.
Yeah, but in the beginning was the word, and we're still at the beginning.
We may not be. We are.
I hope we're not at the end.
We may be at the end, too, I think. I think, you know, genetic...